Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Is saying I'm sorry the same as apologizing? That's the way the latest development in the tense relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan is being parsed. In a phone call yesterday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton did say, "We are sorry," to Pakistan's foreign minister. Sorry for the U.S. airstrikes that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers last month. That statement opened Pakistan's vital NATO supply routes into Afghanistan, supply lines that Pakistan had blocked since that incident last fall. The BBC's Aleem Maqbool joins us from Karachi, Pakistan. And Aleem, you were there where these trucks were backed up and idling for 7 months. What was it like?
Yeah, I've just revisited, actually, this truck stop. I mean, we are talking about hundreds and hundreds of trucks. A lot of them that I saw today were oil tankers. There are something like 4,500 oil tankers that are dedicated to taking fuel for NATO troops from the port city of Karachi right across Pakistan through the borders at the Khyber Pass or the Chaman border into Afghanistan and to those coalition forces on the other side. And they have been gathering dust for 7 months. Most of them haven't moved at all. And so we did meet some drivers who were very pleased indeed, of course, that they are now going to be able to make money when they really didn't know whether it was ever going to restart. So they are happy on that score. But of course, they have lots of other worries because they have had threats against them now as well.
They were sort of sitting ducks for a while. Now they'll be moving, we understand, as soon as this weekend. Just briefly before we move on to the bigger political picture, what's that like? I mean, sitting there for months.
To be honest with you, a lot of them have left the area. They've left people to look after their truck. So they are paying for people to sort of sleep on the truck or sleep under the truck or something to just keep it safe. It's an extraordinary view to see the main sea road in Karachi. There's a beautiful view of the sea, but of course it's not the one that the drivers wanted to see. There is something of a buzz around the place. Everyone was asking us, when is it going to start? When is it going to start? Because a lot of these drivers are still waiting for the details, especially they want to know about their own security. Because, of course, they were attacked in the past, and now things are even more dangerous.
Well, the Pakistani Taliban has said publicly they are going to start attacking these truck convoys as they start rolling again. But meanwhile, NATO had been using more expensive supply routes into Afghanistan. So this move, this change, is going to save NATO money. But just tell us a little bit more about the politics. Was I'm sorry enough? I mean, why are people parsing between we're sorry and an apology? What's the difference?
The government is saying that statement from Hillary Clinton is enough. You know, they're going to have to say that because they're trying to convince an awful lot of Pakistanis for whom America has become more of an enemy than an ally. And I'm sure the same is true, of course, when it comes to Americans and their view of Pakistan. And both administrations are playing to their electorate, really, at a time when we are coming up to elections. So, of course, the Obama administration wasn't going to get to the point where it looked like it was ceding ground to Pakistan or caving in to blackmail by Pakistan by paying more money, for example, per truck, which is something that was being talked about. The Pakistanis, on the other hand, they wanted to say they got this apology. They wanted to get the word sorry. But for a lot of people, like I say, it's not enough because there were too many caveats for a lot of people in that statement. They didn't feel it was fulsome enough because Hillary Clinton talked about acknowledging the mistakes that were made by both sides. And actually, the surprise for me in this statement was actually there was no transit fee that was announced here. At one stage, we were talking about the Pakistanis demanding $5,000 per truck for transit through Pakistan. Now we're talking about no transit fee at all, ostensibly at least. There may have been money behind the scenes coming to the Pakistani government. But that has been absolutely unacceptable for a lot of Pakistanis. And it is going to be an uncomfortable few days for the government. And there are a lot of people, it's not just the militant groups who say they're going to attack these trucks. There are a lot of ordinary Pakistanis, if you like, who are not happy with this deal.
The BBC's Aleem Maqbool in Karachi, Pakistan. As the deal is made and the supply line between Pakistan and Afghanistan will soon open up. Aleem, thanks so much.
No problem at all.
Okay, just ahead, a 4th of July conversation about being part of iconic American paintings, the family that posed for Norman Rockwell. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.